Anne knew where he had gone. She knew he was still there. Mia tried to go to sleep, but every time she checked, she could see the monster's slimy hands and his long, warty neck. The monster looked at Mia, quivering in her bed. How could he make friends with her? Tell her his name was Fred. To help him try just one more time, he slid across the floor. But Mia saw him coming and shouted with a roar.
Go away, you horrid monster! Go away with your spiky hair! Don't you know you're scaring me, slithering down there?
The monster, he saw Mia right there in her bed. He didn't want to scare her. Could they be friends instead? When Dad heard Mia crying out, he rushed straight to her side.
What's the matter, darling girl? What has made you hide?
I saw a shadow monster with big black eyes and teeth. Now I can't see where he's gone. I think he's underneath.
Dad was wise to monsters, and he knew just what they sought. He smiled at Mia and then said,
Here's my latest thought.